Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing. Release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you say it's okay.
Let me know when you're ready for me to start reading.
Like they're coming in now. Good evening, then Auntie Beth.
Yes, how y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
All
good.
Right.
Good evening, this is William. We've got Mrs. Allen.
Yes.
All right. This is Alan.
Reverend Allen.
Reverend Allen.
Yes.
Good evening. Okay, Loretta, you can start reading. Well, wait, how
okay.
You go? Hold on. Mom, Mr. Verner?
Yeah, and Miss Williams.
And Miss Williams? Okay.
Yes.
Welcome. Okay, Loretta, you can go ahead.
Okay, I'll be picking up reading in Genesis 42, when Joseph's brother has to bow to him. When Jacob heard that there was grain available in Egypt, he said to his sons, "Why are you standing around looking at one another? I have heard that there is grain available in Egypt. Go down and buy some for y'all starve to death." So Joseph's 10 older brothers went down to Egypt to buy grain. However, Jacob wouldn't let Joseph's younger brother Benjamin go with them for fear some harm might happen to him, as it had happened to his brother Joseph. So it was that Israel's son arrived in Egypt along with many others from many lands to buy food, for the famine had as severe in Canaan as it was everywhere else. Since Joseph was governor of all Egypt and in charge of the sales of the grain, it was to him that his brother came and bowed low before him with their face to the earth. Joseph recognized them, but instantly he pretended he didn't. "Where are you from?" he demanded. "From the land of Canaan," they replied. "We have come to buy grain." Then Joseph remembered the dreams of long ago, but he said to them, "You are spies. You have come to see how Joseph has made our land." "No, no, we have come to buy food. We are all brothers and honest men, sir. We are no spies. Yes, you are. You have come to see how weak we are. Sir, there are 12 of us, brothers, and our father is in the land of Canaan. Our youngest brother is there with our father. One of our brothers is dead. So Joseph asked, what does that prove? You are spies. This is the way I will test your story. I swear by the life of the Pharaoh that you are not going to leave Egypt until this youngest brother comes here. You go and get your brother. I'll keep the rest of you here, bound in prison. Then we'll find out whether your story is true or not. If it turns out that you don't have a younger brother, then I'll know that you are spies. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And that was the reading of 42, 1 through 16.
Hey, thank you for that. Okay. Okay, I'll go ahead and do a roll call. We have Loretta, we have Mom, Pops, Mrs. Williams, Auntie Betty, Reverend Allen, and Mrs. Allen. And Hubert, is that you that joined last?
Yes, it is, Anna, Sister Shalom. Shalom, greet everyone.
All righty. If everyone would please bow their heads and we bless the line. Oh God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have deepened our love for each other. We praise you for all the joys of our home and family. Help us to practice love instead of hatred, to reconcile rather than retaliate, and to exemplify all that is Christ-like in our home. Through Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All righty, well, we're going to go ahead and get started. And Reverend Allen, would you like to start us off this evening?
Yes, I start from Luke.
Great.
And father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law. And he said also to the people, when you see a cloud ride out of the west, and straightway you see this come to shade, and so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be heat. And so that is it. May God have a blessing to it. Read and let us all come and hear God's word.
Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Allen. Hubert, would you like to go next? Hubert? Hello?
Yes, I.
Would you like to go next?
Oh, yes. I would like to first give thanks and praise and hope everybody had a nice Christ birth, the spirit of anointing. Earth Day here this year, and I'd like for you all to know that this year is ending, and I hope you all have a better new year.
Amen.
And I would like for all of us to start to focus on the God that is the kingdom that is within us. For Jesus said, I will come unto you and sup with you and you with me.
Uh-huh.
And my Father will come in unto you also. So what we need to have and be focused on keeping is what's been taken away from us for so long. It's just what's in us. Let that be birthed in the world, if anything. Otherwise, let's stay with the thought that we serve, not falling, bowing down to the things made by the hands of mankind. Let's keep seeking that seed, that kingdom that is created by God that is sent down from the heavens to pass as a bride for the groom. And at that point, I would like to say from Psalms 1, Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful. But his delight shall be in the law of the Lord, and in the law and precept does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the water, by the rivers of water, who bring forth his fruit in its due season, whose leaf never fadeth away. The wicked are not so, they are like chaff before the wind, that are driven back and forth by every rim and doctrine that pass their hill hole. So let's not be carried away by the wind this winter. Let's study the ant. Let's study the ant. So we won't do it over and over again. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Acceptable in his sight. Priscilla.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Hubert. Auntie Betty.
Yes, I want to come from 1 Peter chapter 1, starting at verse 2. It said, God the Father knew you and chose you long ago, and his Spirit has made you holy. As a result, you have obeyed him and have been cleaned by the blood of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more grace and peace. All praises to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond reaching or changing and decaying. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power, until you receive this salvation, which is already to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you have to endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purified gold. Your faith is far more precious than merely gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ will reveal to the whole world. Amen.
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 Amen. Yeah, praise the Lord.
All righty. Thank you, Auntie Betty. Okay, Loretta?
Yes, I will share. The subject is Jesus is on his way back. The scripture says out of 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5 and 13, and Matthew 24, 3 and 8. When we look at our world today, we soon realize we are living in the last and evil days, which have been spoken of by the prophet and written about in the Bible. Truly, we are living in a morally corrupt world and a sick and sinful society. Thus, we have men marrying men, and likewise women marrying women. Boys are pretending to be girls, and girls are claiming to be boys. Married mad because married people are mad because they want to be single, and single people are sad because they want to be married. Teenagers are trying to be adults, and adults are trying to be teenagers. So there seems to be no end to the senseless, degrading and demoralizing act and condition which we are currently experiencing. Consequently, our nation and a vast portion of the universe seemingly it back on God. Therefore, in these times in which we are now living, a large percentage of men and women, as well as boys and girls, do not want to hear nor have anything to do with God. As a result of our decision to turn our back on God and his holy laws and commandments, things are continuously becoming worse and worse. Therefore, sin is rapidly increasing from day to day. However, we must patiently run the race that has been set before us until we meet Jesus face to face, Hebrews 12 and 1. Yes, Jesus is coming back again, just like he said he would. So I pray that we will all be ready when he comes, John 14, 1 and 3. Our most gracious, merciful, loving, and kind Almighty Heavenly Father, we greatly magnify and exalt your name in all the earth. You are worthy, so very worthy, of all the glory and the honor and praise forever and evermore. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, Mother?
Yes, okay. I'm going to be reading the 1 Corinthians, 3rd chapter, 1 through 24. And the subject is building God's temple. The Apostle Paul said that those who are saved by the blood of Jesus are the temple of God. God supplies the foundation of our temple. Jesus Christ is the Spirit who lives in us. God, through his sovereign grace, allowed us to finish the construction through our Christian living. Our life and work build upon the beauty of the temple. The material for the construction of the temple are of our own choosing. We can choose non-perishable material, gold, silver, and precious stone, or perishable one, wood, hay, and straw. All these materials can build temples that are beautiful and appear to the eye. But the test is whether they can withstand the fire of God's judgment. When our work flows from pure heart that desire to please God, we have chosen non-perishable material, and our temple can withstand the judgment of God. When we allow personally to replace principle, worldly wisdom, to replace spiritual wisdom, and the desire to please men to replace the desire to please God, we have chose perishable material, and our temple will be consumed in the fire of God's judgment. We must always remember that we are God's temple. No longer does God live in a house in Jerusalem. He lives in us, and our temple belongs to him. How are you building God's temple? What material are you using to build on the foundation of Jesus Christ? If we discover that in our spiritual immaturity, we have used wood, hay, and straw. Thank God that as we grow in grace, we can revolve our temple and rebuild with gold, silver, and precious stone. We can be holy and living monument to God's grace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Mother. Okay. Mrs. Williams?
Okay. Okay, this is the prayer that I would like to dedicate for us for the remainder of this year and the rest of next year, is to be God-minded. It reads as thus. I am a spirit. I have a soul. And I live in a physical body. My spirit is the candle of the Lord. God, my Father, is guiding me in all the truth through my spirit. I'm a child of God, born of the Spirit of God, filled with the Spirit of God, and led by the Spirit of God. I listen to my heart as I look through my spirit inside. The Holy Spirit gives direction to my spirit and illumination to my mind. He leads me in the way I should go in all the affairs of life. He leads me by an inward witness, the eyes of understanding of being enlightened. Wisdom is in my inward part. His love is protected in me. I have an unction from the Holy One. I am becoming spirit conscious. I listen to the voice of my spirit and obey what the Spirit tells me. I let my spirit dominate me, for I walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I examine my leading in the light of His Word. I trust in the Lord with all my heart, and I lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways I acknowledge Him, and He directs my path. I walk in the light of God's Word. I will educate and train and develop my human spirit. The Word of God shall not depart out of my mouth. I meditate therein day and night. Therefore, I shall make my way prosperous, and I will have good success in life. I'm a doer of the word and put God's word first. My spirit man is in the ascendancy. Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Mrs. Williams. Alrighty, Pops?
Yes, ma'am. Myself would be a dream come true. And myself, Robert, a man with a message. God message. Luke 2:28-32. Then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which I have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of the people Israel. And the message is, when Simeon dream had come to realization, he took the child Jesus up into his arms, embracing the gift, and praised to God. This should be a pattern for our life, embracing God's gift and praising God. Simeon and his praise shared a powerful message. Please remember that Simeon was speaking under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. He started out sovereign law in acknowledging God and God alone as the great I am. Simeon acknowledged except the promised word the consolation of God. Simeon was not comfortable with departing his life, for his mission had been accomplished, which he believed was to see the Savior of the world. After acknowledging that he had seen God's salvation, he pointed out that God had made this possible by preparing the way in a manner that will allow all to see and witness the glory of God. Simeon then testified that the dream which had come to pass was a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of the people Israel. Simeon was saying that the salvation born into the world as a gift from God will guide all humanity into God, love your life, and the truth about himself. Amen.
Amen.
Can we have another caller join? Daniel? We'll just say welcome to Daniel. Moving on along, Mrs. Allen, would you like to say a few words? Mrs. Allen?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. All righty. Thank you.
I'm going to try to read as much as I can.
Okay,
how everybody
go for
doing? I wish everybody have a blessed. Okay, I'm reading out of one of my Dare Shall Not Want book. I'm call it Bright Future.
Amen.
They said 1 Peter 3, verse 5 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have gotten us again to let me start that again. This abundant mercy has begotten us again to a lively hope by our regression of Jesus, our restoration of Jesus. Christ for the dead and two, I'm messing this up. I might need to quit. To an inheritance and incorruptible and unfailable and the unfeasible, not a way reserved in heaven for you, who are keeping by the power of God through faith until salvation really to the revelation in the last time. God has blessed you in a remarkable way. He has given you a living hope. Be encouraged today. You are not to live with fear. You are overcome. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Daniel. Do we have someone else join? Hello? Do we have someone else join?
Hello?
513-470-3693.
Yes.
Yes, Angela, you did. I have a guest on with me today. Her name is Sister Gail. Would you welcome her in to have a few words of the Lord? Oh, she would like to say. Us y'all know in the confined room today. I read.
Okay. Well, hi. Welcome, Gail.
Hi. You didn't repeat my number on the air, did you?
I'm sorry?
I said, you didn't repeat my phone number on the radio, did you? No.
Hmm.
Well, would you like to say something?
Okay. I'm new at this. I just would like to say, pray for me. That's it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, just pray for me.
Amen.
And God bless you 100 times in the name of Jesus. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, I will read God's Unlimited Mercy coming out of Psalms 103. What a blessing to be the recipient of God's unlimited mercy. Someone please mute their phone. A lot of background noise. Okay. What a blessing to be the recipient of God's unlimited mercy. Even when he should judge us according to our sins, he gives us something we do not deserve, mercy. Even though it is undeserved, he showers it upon us, unlimited mercy. God shows us his mercy when he demonstrates his pity, compassion, gentleness, and patience towards us. In Psalms 123, the writer says, as the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their man or her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, till he shows us his mercy. He continues to petition the Lord, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, for we have endured much contempt. We have endured much ridicule from the proud, much contempt from the arrogant. Many of our ancestors, men and women who feared God and experienced his mercy, could identify with the experience of his psalmist. They trusted God for their deliverance and passed their inheritance down to their children. Similarly, in Psalms 103:17, it reminds us, but from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with his children's children. Because of his covenant love for us, God faithfully expresses his mercy toward us. We should never fail to thank him for such mercy, unlimited mercy. Amen.
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 Okay. All righty. Well, we'll go ahead and I'll turn it over to Loretta to do the sick and shut-in.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head, for the first part, I would like to take a moment out of silence for Mr. Eddie Avery, which is a relative of Daddy Verner. He left this world this week, and if we could just do a moment of silence for him, please. Amen. May God have mercy on his soul. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing for Miss Wanda, Jessica Smith, Miss Waters and family, the Avery family, Rodney Clark, Hubert and Daniel Moe, Michael and Denise Moody, DeMarcus, Miss Allen, Uncle Oliver, Rochelle Bessler, Mr. Harold, the Norris family, Carlos and family, Uncle Champ, LaTanya, Jerry and Terry, Mary Ann, Earlene Parker, the Adams family, the Rossiter family, Uncle Dave, Jordan and Rico family, Lenny and family, Ruth Edwards, Angela Burns, and Cheryl, Eddie Tipman, Valerie Crockett, Mary Lowe, Aveline Holloway, DeMarcus, Malachi, Calvin Avery, Tony, Jermaine, Quentin, Vicki Hussman, and myself, Loretta, and the young lady that joined us, Sister Gail, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Father God, we ask for your protection from all evil forces and every evil spirit. Lift them up in the mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in them, with them, and through them. In Jesus' name. Father God, help us to be certain that it is not your will that we constantly suffer, and that you have relief on the way. In Jesus' name. Let everyone say amen.
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 Sweet Spirit, sweet Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place, sweet Spirit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Alrighty, now it's time to talk about birthdays. And anyone's
Amen.
Birthday, December the 29th.
Yeah, Drew. By my Freddie Williams.
Freddie, today.
Oh, okay.
We have Michaela, January the 2nd. Michaela, I'm sorry, my granddaughter, January the 2nd. And we have her father, Jesse Ross, on January the 3rd.
Okay. Oh, we can go, huh?
And we have Michael and Sean.
Hey, man.
Michael and Sean.
Michael?
Hello. To Michael and John. Sean.
Sean, okay.
January the 4th.
Okay, amen.
Three in a row right there, ain't it?
Amen.
Oh, yeah, amen. Brother God.
Okay. Okay. So let me make sure I got the list. We got Freddie Williams. We got Michaela. We got Jesse. We got Jermichael and Sean. Did I miss anyone? Yeah.
Amen.
Alrighty, Dan. Well, I'll go ahead and sing happy birthday to them. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Freddie, Michaela, Jesse, Janita, and Sean. To Michael and Sean. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Amen. Happy birthday. Yeah.
Happy birthday. You don't have
Praise
birthday.
The Lord.
Alrighty. Okay. Alrighty then. Well, let's get on and talk about some good praises and testimonies or songs and poems. So let's go ahead and start from the top. Mrs. Allen, would you like to share anything?
I have something. God's spirit made of loving, happy, peaceful, patient, kind, good, self-control. There is no law against behaving in any of these ways. And because we belong to Christ Jesus, we have our self-feeling and desire. God's Spirit has given us life, and so we shall follow the Spirit. But don't be conceived or made others jealous by claiming to be better than they are. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Mrs. Allen. Reverend Allen, would you like to say a praise or poem? Or?
Well, the greatest thing I can say on January the 9th, you remember that?
Oh,
January the 9th.
Uh-oh.
I'll be married 54 years.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Congratulations. Wow.
Yes, it is. All
righty. Well, thank you for that, Reverend Allen, and congratulations to both you and Mrs. Allen.
Thank you.
Okay. All righty. How about your mother?
Well, I'm going to attempt to sing a song, but I do have a praise also. This
Amen.
Has been a wonderful week for me. I have had a couple it all week, and I tell you, I have my daughter and my daughter and her husband and his son, Carl, Ann, and Tammy. And Loretta, and now I have my sister, Miss Williams. Yeah, and it has been one of the blessed weeks that I've had. I don't know when the last time I had a week like this. So it was just so fun for everything went good. So
praise
I'm
God.
Thankful that for that. And I want to try to attempt to sing this song, Oh Come All Ye Faithful.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, come all ye faithful, triumph praise. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumph. Oh, come ye to Abraham, on a king and angel, oh come let us adore, oh come let us adore, oh come let us adore
him.
Amen.
Aretha.
Hallelujah.
All right. Well, thanks, Mom, and I'm glad that you had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas with all your visitors. Okay. How about you, Pops?
I my wife and made the prayer report. I had piano going over a little bit too, so.
You can
look at it different. You can feel something. Be quiet, let me talk. You got problems? Got me confused. But I enjoyed myself too. I got my daughter, her husband, from Miami, and my son from South Carolina, and I had a daughter from Cincinnati. She got tired of us and left.
I ain't gonna blame her.
I got a sister here from Atlanta, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And she had a nice time. And my wife and I ain't mean to her, but we know each other, so she'll try to give me time when I'm trying to talk. So the way we had a real nice time, and I enjoyed. And plus, it came out to
dinner. Amen.
And you all out to dinner. We wind it down. My daughter from Cincinnati, she got stuck in the rain, trying to get away from us.
She ain't run this.
The reading I'm going to do, I got to read. I'm going to see the big picture. Okay, so I can see it. The Apostle Paul was not afraid to suffer. He knew that those who suffer will eventually reign with him. The big picture here, seeing the future reward for present endurance. Loser make decisions that create a desired present. But champion make decisions that will create a desired future. Balazar voice pain that accompanied the voice for every great dream. And the word is, for I would like a picture, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceedingly and eternal weight of glory. 2 Corinthians 4:17. Amen.
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 That's great.
Amen. Thank you for that, Pops. Okay. How about you, Loretta?
I got to praise. I got to praise. Woo!
Amen.
I have to say, my mom and Daddy Vernon allowed me to be in their house in their home for 7 days. Oh. My mother nursed me day and night of the infection of the shingle virus. She made it so that I was able to spend 2 wonderful days with my kids and my grandkids. And praise God, we just had our Christmas dinner celebrating Jesus Christ's birth, our Lord and Savior. And I'm calling on for a traveling mercy for everyone that having to travel during the holiday season. And I just want to say, Mom, Dad, thank you. And I love you very much. Amen.
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 Thank you, Loretta. Okay, Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to try to sing Away in a Manger.
Right.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The carols are luring the baby away. But the little Lord Jesus, no crying he made. I love the Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my trailer till morning is nigh. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay, thank you, Auntie Betty. Okay, Mrs. Williams.
Okay, there are 2 scriptures I would like to base my praise on. The first one is St. John 15:5. It says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same shall bring much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
Amen.
And 37, for with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Amen.
God has made it possible for me to be here tonight with my brother and his wife, my sister,
Amen.
And also daughter, my adopted daughter Annie, and my nephew Carl, and my son-in-law, Callie. And I was just asking the Lord, fact about it, I wanted to come to the funeral, but I didn't know how I was going to make it here. And the Lord just made it possible for me to be here. And I know it was He who did it, because I couldn't have done it on my own. Without Him, I can do nothing. But with Him, all things are possible. With Him,
amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Thank you for that, Mrs. Williams. Awesome. Okay, Hubert, would you like to say any last words?
Yes. First, I'd like to give thanks and praise to the Lord God, the great I Am, the Yahweh that we serve, the most terrible black and dreadful God, that have guided us to this strange world, that we're strange. This world is not our home. We're just passing through. But we're here to occupy. Our purpose is to occupy for Him. We are representatives of our Creator. So whatever He has brought in our lives and the gifts and the talent that He has blessed us to behold and have and to cherish and to nourish others and save others and share His word with others, that's what the good news is all about, being able to share the spirit of prophecy, the anointed one, the Messiah, to share Him with others that could. There's no other way that you can enter this peace that passes understanding.
Amen.
Without the one that have came in the world that was the Word in the beginning, but He had to come in the world and experience all the trials, tribulations, and take on all the sins and iniquities of the world of every person. Just think about it. The Ten Commandments, that wasn't the only they weren't the only laws that were violated by His chosen one people, Israel. You know, you take it when Moses came down with the Ten Commandments, they had made a golden calf. A golden calf. And said, this is their Savior. This is what brought them out of all the great miracles and mysteries and signs that God had given them, bringing them out of captivity. And here we find ourselves once again that the Lord then brought us out of captivity. And I'd like for all of us to come together. Let's start to see what God is doing and not what man is doing and not what we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all get on one accord, what is God is doing through us and to get others on the road to salvation. And on that, I like to say, I'm going to sing this song. I went to the house where I used to live. The grass had grown up and covered the door.
Yeah.
Across the street, whom you see, Lord, cause no one lives there anymore. I turned it around and he said, they are somewhere around God's throne above. They are somewhere around God's throne. I'll be searching and searching until God has found Him. Lord, 'cause no one lives here anymore. So I went to the church house where I used to go. You see, the preacher was still there, and he met me at your door. He said, I know who you are, and I know who you are looking for. But they don't come here anymore. Then we both turned around and said, they are somewhere around God. They are somewhere around God's throne. That's so I'm waiting for my child to come home. Well, so taking you all. Bless Allah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Hubert. Awesome. Okay. Daniel. Daniel, do you have any last words?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to finish that paragraph. I tried to play it straight at last time, okay? It's still out there, a bright future. The world doesn't understand it's true. They look at Christians and think they are foolish. They laugh at us. They say to themselves, you don't do anything of real circumstance, you know what I'm talking about. You cannot succeed unless you do what we do. But you must compromise and play our game. But they are not so very wrong. They are so very wrong. Amen.
Oh, amen.
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 Praise the
Lord.
God, it's we, it's me, it's us, oh Lord.
Lord.
And in the need of prayer. Praise. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Alrighty. Thank you for that, Daniel. Okay. We'll go ahead into the next section of our agenda. Mrs. Williams, would you do us the honor of leading us in the serenity prayer?
Surely.
Thank you.
God grant me.
God grant
God
me.
Grant me. The serenity to accept.
The serenity to accept.
The things that I cannot change.
The
things that I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The courage to change.
The things that I can change.
The things that I can change.
And the wisdom. To know the difference.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Mrs. Williams. Okay, I'll turn it over to Loretta to do the Psalms 23.
Okay. First of all, I would like to give a shout-out to Tally and Teresa Santiago and Carl and his family. Happy anniversary to Mr. and Mrs. Allen, and Happy New Year to everyone. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So if everyone would bow their head for the 23rd song, please. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass and lead me beside the quiet stream. And I'm reading out of the Living Bible, and he restores my failing health. He helps me to do what honors him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for he are close beside me, guarding and guiding all the way. He provides delicious food for me in the presence of my enemies. You have welcomed me as your guest, blessing overflow. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all of my days, and afterwards I will live with you forever in your home. Amen.
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 Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Loretta. Do anyone have anything else to share before I do the closing prayer? Okay. In closing, I would like to sing a song, and then I will lead on into prayer.
Amen.
You're all I need. Every breath you breathe through me. You're all I need. Let your rivers flow through me. You're all I need. You're all I need. You're all I need. You're all I need. Every breath you breathe through me. Let your rivers flow through me. You're all I need. You're all I need. So in closing, take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Trust in him in spite of. As we walk by faith, hold on to God's unchanging hand. We should see things like God sees things. Lend and depend on God. Whatever God has trusted you to do, keep faith. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Oh. Yeah. I wish everyone a blessed week and a happy New Year's. Be safe. And
amen.
Good night.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Everybody.
Love you all. Good night.
Safe,
love you all. Good night.
Good night. What a
God. God bless.
Bless Allah.
Happy New Year.
Happy birthday, Mr. Freddie Williams and all the rest. Yeah. Rastafari.